I mentioned right at the start of this hour that if there were a way, I would do it. The clock just keeps on ticking. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Running, laughing, skipping through the streaming fields of time. On my way back home.
Between 1976 and 1980, many people broadcast on the English service of Radio Caroline. See how many names you remember. Jeremy Chartum, Jeff Bolan, James Ross, Samantha, Mike Barrington, Chris Elliott, Michael Benjamin, Mark Lawrence, Dr. Boogie, Jonathan Day, Tony Allen, Stuart Russell, Kenny James, Steve Kent, Brian Richards, Peter Chicago, Ed Foster, Stevie Gordon, Mike Stevens, Roger Matthews, Tom Anderson, Martin Fisher, Johnny Jason, David Brown, Dickie Allen, Alan the Cook, Brian Martin, Tom Hardy, Richard Thompson, James Kay, Stephen Bishop, Nick Richards, Mark Jacobs, Monique Van Dyck, Cliff Osborne, Chris Drummond, and Mike Hagler. Some of those people are, sadly, no longer with us. All of them were a part of Radio Caroline's history. 1970s was a very special period. Alone, some 20 miles from land, the Mi Amigo wasn't the place of work. It was our home, and will always hold a special place in our hearts. As the 80s began, she was showing signs of her age, and sadly, on March 20th, 1980, she stopped being our nerve center. But she did so with courage and grace, allowing all crew to get off safely before calmly and serenely resting on a sandbank before slowly filling with water. Her time had come. Seafarers often say that a ship has a life force, a life of its own. Our ship certainly did. The Mi Amigo enabled us to enjoy the time of our lives, whichever side of the radio we were on. Rest in peace, Mi Amigo, and thank you for being the home of the spirit of the 70s.
Flying to the sun.